Well, yeah, I got the same thing. It used to be called Grand Central when we were younger. And it was free phone calls. So my parents couldn't afford long distance, and they lived in Los Angeles. So I picked a number with a 310 area code for San Pedro, which was a local number for them. So when they called it, it was like they were calling across the street. But in actuality, it was forwarded right over to my home phone. And I would talk with them for hours on that number, and it didn't cost them a dime.
Yeah, well, the whole phone business, that thing just collapsed with the advent of wireless and satellites and everything else like that. That was, yeah, I remember that. I remember years ago, I got hit with a $200 phone bill because my plan expired and it didn't renew and blah, blah, blah. And I told AT&T, I can't remember who it was somewhere around here, but I told them, just turn it off. You know, they were shocked that somebody could, you know, live without a house phone. And that's back when cell phones were starting to get real, real popular. And I was one of the first ones just to say, just turn it off. I don't need it. And I really didn't, you know. I mean, you need it if the kids are in the house or something like that. But, you know, that Cisco phone that the group was pushing around, I found a cheap carrier with a local phone number. So I got a house phone. It mimics my, it's actually a desk phone, not really a house phone. It mimics my cell phone. And then I gave the kids an extension of that so they can call grandpa and they just pick up the phone and they just think that's the coolest thing. They just think that's the most high-tech thing in the world to have a phone on their desk and pick it up and hit a button and call grandpa.